Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord, and welcome back. This is Ambassador Hagen. Welcome back. We will now go back into the service already in progress.
Yes, yes. God bless you, Mother Johnson, and it's nobody like Mother Johnson of Indiana. She come in threefold like the Trinity. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We love ourselves some Mother Johnson. God bless you there in Indiana. Amen. If it be one more, we're going to take one more unless the ambassador tells us different, and you on the line.
Good morning, Sister Peters from Indiana. I thank and praise God for watching on me on night last night. I thank for keeping me, and God is good. Because when I was just looking at the news, and both truth had got burned in a fire in Chicago. And I thank God that it wasn't me. I thank God that he kept me, and he watched over me. I thank God that he's still keeping me and blessing me. Even though wherever I go on, I still praise his name, no matter how bad it is. I just thank God for his goodness, because there's nobody like God.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Peterson, Mother Peterson, amen. I hear much growth in your spirit, amen. Praise the Lord. From the time I've been on First Group Prayer Line, I tell you the Lord has really elevated you much greater in your praise reports, and I thank God for that. I thank God for growth. God bless every last one of you. Thank you, Ambassador Johnson, for allowing me to do this. Amen, and I turn it back into your hands, sir.
God bless you. Oh, my God. Ambassador Stern, you've done a bumper job and wonderful. Thank you very much. I thank God for amazing grace. Let me get my praise report. We did have a phenomenal time. The amazing grace, and I brought that message that we brought on the prayer line the other day. You see the glory, but you don't know my story. I'm trying to remember how the Lord gave me that. He began to speak to my heart about people who've been going through and people who he has blessed. Amen, my God. And most people just look at the blessings, but they don't know what's behind the blessings. They experience the anointing on the person's life, but they never know how they really got that anointing. There was a price they had to pay to get that anointing. And let me tell you something. Most people see blessings from that anointing, but they never know the story. They see the glory, but they don't know the story. And God bless us in amazing grace in a phenomenal way. Oh, my God, Sunday morning. And as I told my story, too, I told the story of Joseph. Joseph got a story, my God. And then we had a women's service there. I didn't get a chance to attend because we went to another church. I took the men with me to another church, to Bishop Donaldson's church. We had a great time there while the women were in amazing grace. And I understand that Ambassador-elect Sister Gina represented Amazing Grace in a great, great way as she spoke about JL. The Lord bless that service and so many other women. Amen. Lady Betty led the way in putting forth that service for the women in the district of the Kansas East. God bless her. Amen. This is a great time. Bless all of you on the line. You have an opportunity. I'll even give it to you now. You want to talk about how God bless you? I'll open it up. Is there one more? Anybody else? If so, I'm opening the line up for you. Amen. The line is open. Anybody else want to tell your story? Want to tell how the Lord bless you on this weekend? The line is open to you. All right. God bless you. I can't leave the line dormant. But I tell you, God's been mighty good to you. Let's get our prayer request. Don't we have an ambassador who will get those prayer requests, and we'll have someone to pray for you. The line is open if anyone want to get the prayer request. Anybody?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. please keep me and my kids in prayer. Thank you very much, sir, and have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless.
Thank you very much. All right.
This is the Peter's family Christian prayer for myself this morning for a financial blessing, and you know, I really need, and I heal it, and I heal it. It's for me.
Oh,
in my body.
All right. Sister Peterson. All right. Somebody want to get those prayer requests for me? If not, we'll continue.
I'll continue on, Dr. Johnson. Amen. We want to continue to celebrate your birthday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I am expecting, amen, when I'm in a spirit like this, I know God is about to do something. So I want to keep my blessings going on in the Lord, amen, and not be, I won't ever call myself lazy because I'm not, but I want to be ready, amen, energetic. So Sister Peterson, did she just say prayer for her, Ambassador Johnson?
Her finances.
All right.
And healing.
And God heal her body.
And healing. Okay. All right. All right, I'll carry on. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, this is Ambassador Stern on the prayer line taking your prayer requests. Amen. And we want to have plenty of time to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways so he can direct our prayer. We want to be able to pray, amen, and not be able to rush with God. Amen. So if you jump in, we'll be able to take your prayer requests and give God a chance for him to minister to you instead of us ministering to you. All right? I know you understand that. Next prayer request.
Good morning.
Let me hear Mother Johnson from Indiana. I hear that voice first. Amen. Mother Johnson?
Well, I'm just asking you all to pray for my family and my church family, Pastor Jeda Kirkland. She pray for her mightily and pray for my finances and just pray that God would just help me to be what he wants me to be and lead and guide me in the right direction. That I may be a truly, truly a disciple for him. What I'm making disciples for God. I just ask y'all to pray my strength in the Lord that I will truly do what he will want me to do.
Well, praise the Lord. We got that, Mother Johnson, and may we share with you a word of encouragement. We know that you're doing what the Lord wants you to do. Just keep doing what you're doing, and God is pleased. Amen? I know it's always room for improvement, but your labor has already been stored up. Amen. In heaven, God sees your work. Amen. All right, next one, I think it was Sister... Go ahead, sis, for your prayer request.
This Good morning. Is Lucille.
Sister Lucille, it was one before you, and then after that, y'all take you. Go ahead, woman of God.
Good morning, Dr. Stern.
Good
this
morning.
This is Bernita from area code 616, and I would like to request prayer for our health, home issues, and vehicle issues.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister
Nita. God bless.
God bless. Amen. All right, Sister. Go ahead, Sister Lucille.
I'm asking prayer for myself and my children. I have a unspoken request. I got some things going on in my home, and I'm just asking the saints to pray for me.
Amen. God bless you this morning.
God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You're on the line.
This is Sister Gina, and I want to put Mother Canada on the prayer list this morning. She called me on Friday, and as you all know, she had the surgery where they went in on Tuesday and told her there was no cancer after they cut her in two places, but then she said that They called her back on Friday morning and said that there was something hiding behind one of the lymph nodes, and they think it is cancerous. So we want to continue to pray for Mother Canada. She goes back for surgery tomorrow morning.
All right, Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, we have Mother Canada's, your request for Mother Canada. God bless you for thinking about her. Anyone else this morning?
Yes, this is Ambassador Ricky, Prophet Stith. I want to lift up Mother Franklin. I haven't heard her name in a while. Mother Lacey, God bless you, woman of God. And Sister Sheila and her mother and family, God bless you. And remember my dad.
Mother Franklin, you went a little, you know you're a fast talker, prophetess.
Mother Franklin. Praise the Lord, Evan Franklin.
And who was the Mother Franklin?
Yes, Dr. Lacey.
Okay, Dr. Lacey, amen.
And Sister Sheila.
And Sister Sheila, I appreciate you.
And her mother and family.
Okay. Yes. We did hear from her last week. Praise God. I got that now. Thank you so very much for being patient with me so I could write it out. Amen. I help make sure that I write the right thing down. Amen. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request? We had
prayer. Let me interrupt here. Can we start doing that? That's a wonderful thing to remember people. I'm going to start that at Amazing Grace. Can we start that remembering people who we haven't heard on the front line for a while? That is so wonderful. That's what I call compassion. And everybody on the line is welcome to do that. Have us praying for people that you haven't heard. See, that's wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
So start doing that. Back to you, Ambassador Stern.
Amen. I still want to reiterate what our ambassador has spoken, that it is so good to remember others. And when you pray for others, already give you the desires of your heart. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Mother Digby in Chicago, I'd like to request prayer for Monique McFadden. She had surgery over the weekend.
Monique
McFadden.
All right. God bless you this morning,
McFadden
Mother
family.
Digby. All right. All right, we're at 8 prayer requests with parts A, B, and C to almost all of them. Ambassador Johnson, you want me to take any more?
No, let's pray. Let's pray.
All right. Praise the Lord. Do you want me to pray or do you want me to relinquish it to someone else?
It'd be fine for you to pray if you'd like to pray.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to use the time wisely. Amen. Praise the Lord, because I'm going to be away a couple of days after tomorrow in another area doing missionary work. Amen. So if I'm not where I can pray or to say anything, sometime I could just listen. So while I have a chance, I want God to use me. God bless you all this morning. It's been a wonderful, wonderful service, a wonderful prayer, first fruit prayer line this morning. And we just thank God for all of the wonderful praise reports that we got this morning. Everybody seemed to have a carryover from their service, and I like that because the Lord is everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless every last one of you. Those that are, amen, on the line that are from foreign countries and those that are on mute and those are just listening. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we rebuke any spirit that is just listening for the enemy. Amen. And we just blow that out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And we come in the power of the Lord. And Lord, even this morning before I even start to pray, I just want to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my Redeemer. And God, we come before you with a repentant heart. We ask right now, even though we might have been in good service, and even though we feel good this morning, and even though we woke up this morning clothed in our right mind, every time we come before you, oh God, we know, oh God, that we need to come before you with a broken and a contract spirit. We need to come before you, oh God, with a merciful heart before you, asking you, oh God, to continue to clean us up. up, because every time a blessing come around, we still need to ask you, oh God, to help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as we go into the realm of prayer this morning, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again and again. Oh God, this morning, you've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so merciful. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this, Lord? We just thank you, oh God, for the things that we take for granted, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Lord, even we used to hear a long time ago that the blood is still running warm in our veins. God, we come back to say thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing the sweet Holy Spirit to wake us up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't anybody that called us up. Oh, God, it was by your tender mercy that we was on the itinerary this morning, that you would let us live. And, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, this morning with a grateful heart, with a grateful heart. Don't ever let us forget about Calvary, about your blood that was shed on Calvary that saved an old wretch like us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we are nothing without you, Lord God. Oh, God, we just throw, oh, God, every gift at your feet, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pick it up every morning again and ask, oh, God, that you bless us with the gifts that you gave us. Bless us, oh, God. Oh, God, with the intelligence that you gave us. There's nobody but you, God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We come to bind up the adversary on every hand. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you this morning. We come against any devil that come against, oh God, the knowledge of God over this prayer line. Oh God, the devil is everywhere. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that there are some just listening and lurking around, oh God, and not happy about the work of God that is going forth. We know that, oh God, but God, you say we could tread over the lion and the adder. This morning, oh God, we have prayer requests to come before the throne of grace this morning. Oh God, somebody needs you this morning. We need you this morning. We need you every hour, every minute of the day, Lord God. We can't blink our eye without you. Oh God, we cannot smell without you, oh God. We can't hear without you. We cannot see without you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, as we pray, oh, God, for Sister Jennifer this morning. Oh, God, we lift her up before you, Lord God. Bless this young lady, oh, God. Oh, God, if she asks us to travail for her children, oh, God. Oh, God, for a job, oh, God, for her well-being. Bless her going out and bless her coming in, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that she'll have a good report on anything that she does. We lift her up before you, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, start her week out well this week, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, order her footsteps, Lord. Allow her to be able to hear your voice, Lord God, whether it be through the word or through someone on the prayer line or someone she meet during the week, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch her indeed. And, oh, God, we thank you this morning for Sister Peterson, Lord God. Oh, bless that dear heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, yes. She gave a praise report this morning. But, oh, God, she's asking that you heal her body, Lord God. You know what she's made of, and you know where the problems are, Lord God. Yeah. And let her hold on to God's unchanging hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch her finances this morning. Oh, God, I believe every last one of us that's on this prayer line this morning can stand the same request, Lord God, that you touch our finances, oh God. But, oh God, I pray this morning that they are tithers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, Lord, that if we bring forth our tithes unto the storehouse, that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord. Yeah. And testify, oh God, that you've turned so many things around, Lord God, because we brought to you what was due unto you, Lord God, and you, oh God, what us perfecting your word to perform, that you watched over your word for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we don't want her to be weary and well doing. Touch Sister Peterson this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We you and we praise you, oh God, because we know a praise report going to come out of that. Oh God, allow her to take that bless all and anoint herself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Wherever the hurt is, wherever the problem is, oh God, we can decree and declare a thing in the mighty name of Jesus, and let her expect something to happen. Every last one of us on the prayer line, we have an expected end, and we should expect an end to come to whatever is going on in the name of Jesus. I heard it again, oh God, through Prophetess Stiff this morning. It's the end to a thing, oh God, and we know only you can bring it to an end, but we ought to be expecting the end report in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, remember Mother Johnson over there in Indiana. Oh God, bless her this morning. Oh God, make her to know this morning that we love her, oh Lord, on First Fruit Prayer Line, but oh God, your love for her is even greater. Oh God, this morning, touch her this morning. Remember her family. Oh, God, she's praying for her pastor, Sister Gina, Lord God. Touch her pastor, Lord God. And we pray that this prayer will go down into her pastor. Make her to know that she got prayer warriors that's praying day in and day out. We just went on to pray in the morning on First Fruit Prayer Line. But we are warriors all during the day and all during the night. Hallelujah this morning. Touch a church, Lord God, and touch their finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It's a good thing, oh God, to add someone to pray for your church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church stand according to your word, Lord. You say, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. Oh God, this morning, remember our church today, Lord God. And oh God, we're still going to believe and touch and agree with Mother Johnson that she want, oh God, to walk in your will, to walk upright. Oh God, to be a true disciple. And God, I can't just pray for her, but I want to pray for every last one of us that's on the prayer line and connected unto the true vine. Oh God, let us be true disciples. It can't be but one disciple, and that's a true disciple of God. Oh God, let us sharpen our tools, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us sharpen things of God that you've given us to be true disciples in the name of Jesus. According to the book of Acts, you say you know them. Oh God, you know them because true disciples in the name of Jesus. When they could not talk, they used to just mark them in the ground that I am a disciple of the Most High God. And God, we are connected to one another. And thank you, Lord God, that Mother Johnson is not too honorary to ask you to make her a true disciple. And we want to be true disciples of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we go to Sister Nita right now in the name of Jesus. And God, she asked that we pray for health for her. Oh, God, if health issues is going in her body or going in her family, God, we ask that we apply the blood of Jesus. And God, we're going to tell her the same thing that we told Mother Peterson. Get that bless all and anoint your body. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. And expect God to move. Hallelujah. Yes. Faith without works is dead. And God, every time we call on your name and give you a problem and give you our prayer requests, we expect, oh God, for you to answer us, because we believe the report of the Lord. Oh God, bless our home, God. We come right now, God, and it's time, oh God, for every last one. out of us to anoint the doorposts and the lintels of our household, Lord God, that no evil can come in because we're covered by the blood and the devil has to pass by. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the enemy don't care who house he break into. Hallelujah. Because he will die. But God, we come this morning, and it's time, oh God, for our fall cleaning. Summer is almost over, and God, we come with another anointing that you bless our homes, Lord God. Even me, Lord God, oh God, I'm going to anoint my house again. I'm going to anoint my property again. I'm going to anoint the doorposts and the lintels, the window seals. Oh God, for the protection that the enemy got to go by and fly by. He can't stop at your address. He can't stop at your address. Oh God, this morning, hallelujah. Oh God, she asked to pray for vehicles. Oh God, somebody besides Sister Nita need a new car. Oh God, I'm praying for her new vehicle, Lord. And I'm praying for Ambassador Johnson. This morning, I woke up this morning and I asked, oh God, that you touch her. Oh God, that bring the money. It's no harm to ask God for what you want to her. And God, we want to see her. I ambassador her. Ride with a nice car. Oh God, somebody agree with me this morning. Hallelujah. Oh God, it can be done. And it will be done in the name of Jesus. We don't want him, oh God, to let winter set in and he's not ready. Even the ant know how to store for the winter. And God, we want to bless the man of God. Oh God, right now, I pray that y'all will agree with me that we touch and agree that the money is going to come from the chunk tree. Hallelujah. We're shaking heaven this morning. We're moving every obstacle out of the way. Hallelujah. Because the blessing has got to come. Oh God, through the leader first, Lord. Bless him. Bless the household. Oh God, enough is enough, saith the Lord. He may not be telling us everything, but God, if we got a discerning, we know, oh God, that he needs things right now, but some things, oh God, that he need for the ministry to go and to grow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to stop right now and ask you, oh God, if you will, I know you can and I know you will, to bless our leader this morning. Forgive me for not bringing them first on the plate, but oh God, I woke up early this morning. I prayed for him before I got on the air. Oh, God, this morning. But you're telling me to share it this morning that we need to get a sacrifice offering and bless the man of God. If it's nothing but the down payment and the payments will be easy, it can and it will be done. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. First natural and then spiritual. And these are natural things that the man of God needs this morning. And we decree and we declare and we consider it done in the name of Jesus. I do know serving you, God, when you bless us, God already have you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We pray this morning, oh God, for Sister Lucille. Bless this young lady. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. She asked that we pray for her. Now, God, I know know she's in a good church, up under good leadership. Oh, God, build up her self-esteem. Hallelujah. Let her decree and declare and call on things that be not as though they were. She's a prayer warrior. We're going to make her a prayer warrior. Just stay around the church and stay around the saints. And some of this will come in on you. It's time for a reason. And reach out to her unto God. Oh, Lord, this morning. Oh, God, touch your children. Oh, God, keep them in order. Keep them in line. Bless them at the schoolhouse. Bless them in the home. And God, unspoken. Oh, God, you know a heart. And you know a heart desire. But, God, we want to make everybody a true warrior, on this line that anybody could pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying that you build up the prayer line. Build up the prayer line for those that have not prayed, that will step out on faith. The same prayer they pray in secret will be the same prayer that you honor in open in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're trying to build them up, Lord, not tear them down, but enchant that ministry in them. Everybody got a ministry on this prayer line. Hallelujah. And that's why Paul stir up the gift of God that life in you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for Ambassador Elector. That's Gina Hodges. We thank you, oh God. Last month, this time, she was only at a whisper. But this month, this time, her voice is loud and clear, and she's back in ministry because she loves you, Jesus, and she never stopped doing the work of the Lord. But right now, God, she asks that we pray, all saints of God, for Mother Canada, that what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord's going to turn it around again. Every time we bring a praise report to her, last week we were rejoicing, and this week we're calling on you again. But that's what God is for, and that's what prayer is for. And Lord God, she said they see something, oh God, but we're praying that it be nothing, in the name of Jesus. Let the something be the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, you know how to deal with everybody's counsel. Everybody, oh God, that got cancer. Oh God, you look at the vessel and you look at where they come from. And God, we believe you. Hallelujah. That she gonna come forth like pure gold. We stand on your word this morning, God. Because, oh God, we know that's one of the plagues that came on the earth. But God, in the name of Jesus, you are cancer killing doctor. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning and build up Mother Canada's hope. Build up a spirit. Sometimes when people get down, the enemy likes them to go all the way down. But God, we're calling her out of the deep. Come out of that sleep. Come out of depression. Come out of thinking that God has forgotten about you. But oh God, this morning, not only am I calling on God for Mother Canada, but everybody on the sound of my voice, come out of the deep. Hallelujah. Deep unto deep. Come away from people with depressed spirits that don't have an encouraging word for you. Look unto the hills for which cometh your help. Your help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Come on, saints. On the side of the righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God this morning. We thank you this morning. Oh God, for Ambassador Elect, Prophetess Gail Skiff, we wanted to know we love her. We thank you, God, for sending such a prophetess, an inspirational woman of God to us. Always have an up spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know the road has not been easy, but every time she comes. glad that you're blessing a dad. You still got him round for a reason. And one thing about death, that can't nobody do it. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You got him around for us to pray. You got him around because he's a miracle. He's a miracle. And we thank you, oh God, for the miracle that you got right before our eyes. And now, God, she asks, oh God, that she humble herself and she's thinking about others. And as we pray for Mother Franklin, for Dr. Mary Lacey, for Sister Sheila, oh God, oh Lord, and for Sister Sheila's mother and her family, and God, oh Lord, Ambassador Johnson, he asks us today to start writing down, this is missionary work. We're supposed to concerned about our sister and our brothers in the name of Jesus. The Lord asks Adam, Adam, where art thou? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And now the Lord is asking us, where art your sister and your brother? And one other phrase in the Bible that the Lord asks one of them, I believe it was Cain and Abel. Hallelujah. And he asked one of the brothers, where was the other one? And he came back with a smart remark, am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord him, yes you are, and yes we are this morning, we are our brothers and our sisters keeper, and we believe God that we won't be selfish, write it down, make it plain, and we can circle them in prayer, hallelujah, oh glory to God, don't let your sister or your brother suffer, sometimes they just need someone to call on the Lord for them. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Can I stop to say this morning? Oh, Saturday morning. Oh, God. And Gina called me, and she said, my heart has been on you lately, and it did me some good. The old saints used to say, it made my baby jump. It wasn't a natural baby, but it was a spiritual baby. It made me get up. Hallelujah. I wasn't down, but it made me get up a little bit more because we're concerned about one another. Oh, God, Mother Digby, she called in this morning. Touch Mother Digby, number one, touch her in the name of Jesus. I know she has some prayer requests for herself, but oh, God, she asks us to pray for Monell McFadden. Oh, God, touch the young lady, touch her family. We send this prayer out to her, to the family of the McFadden. Touch them this morning, Lord. We need prayer warriors, intercessors, missionaries, disciples, whatever you want to be. Just know that you're a follower of the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever. You may not be an ambassador. You may not be an elder. You may not be a deacon. You may not be a mother. You may not be nobody. Oh, God. And when you're just nobody, just a vessel of honor, God can get the glory. Hallelujah. We want you to know it's not by titles. The word of God say it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit. None of the things we do matter if it's not by the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And right now, I'm just a servant. Hallelujah. I'm just glad to be in the number. I'm just glad.
So glad.
That God woke me up this morning. I'm just glad that he called me his child.
Oh,
hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I strip myself daily. Titles don't mean nothing if I don't have a walk with the Lord. Titles don't mean nothing if I don't know God for myself. Oh,
I pray, oh God, God lead and guide them today, order their footsteps. Don't let them go astray. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And the word of the Lord is rich. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God this morning. Have mercy on us. Oh, God, this morning, we want to start our week out right, God. We want to start it right. If it started right, it'll end right. We have an expected hope in the name of Jesus. That first fruit prayer line will go farther than what our eyes can see. In the name of Jesus, touch again our leader this morning and touch his and touch Mother Atlee Johnson, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody say, thank God if you're still on the line.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Ambassador Johnson. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God for you, Ambassador Stern. You prayed us happy. All of us have a week before us because of that prayer. Thank God. God use you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's have a praise check and everybody, let's praise him out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Take him out of your belly this morning. Hallelujah.
We give you glory. Glory.
Yes, Lord. You are powerful. You are knowing. Thank you.